Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life. Yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT Denar, Tony Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
We ain't got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Start conference recording. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, June 25th, 2021. Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
I was gonna say, Ray, I need some more of their music first to get me ready. But it's all right. I'll dance later. Look, to
okay.
The TNT's on. Look, all right, what's going on, man?
Oh, everything was quiet.
Anything?
No.
You send nothing out?
Nope, nothing went out.
Okay. We should just start with questions. No, hold on for a second. All right, guys, so last call, we know we got the thing from the bank while we were in the call, which I know got some people depressed, downtrodden, disappointed, everything else. And then last night, this lady called me from Canada and said, I know she listened to me right now, but she said, what about the banks and what they put out? And, did you get an update from the banks? And I said, I tweeted out the update, tell you what was going on. And she said, oh, I didn't see that. Which tells me probably a whole lot of you guys didn't see that. So I'm telling you, because later in the day, I tweeted out, so everybody would know, none of the other banks agreed with that one bank in particular. They hadn't got that information or notification. And they said, we are processing as usual, continuing to move forward. So, I did my job. You guys got to do your job. Check Twitter. Check the form. Do that. Because we, in fact, did give you an update, and it was all good. But here's a good thing. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm going to share it with you guys. Let me see here. Here we go. That very same bank that told their people to go on vacation, it's not happening, all that, sent a memo out to their people the next day, and it said this. It said, things are very positive for tonight. To keep your phones charged. We cannot discuss rates. Bankers were told to utilize today to review their notes, look over documents, and familiarize yourself again with your clients. And then it said all perks must be approved before offered. Can you believe that? From one day to the next, they stopped all vacations, told everybody to get ready to happen. Let's get ready to go. So, you guys just had one hell of a roller coaster ride. But guess what? I have that ride every day. 5 or 6 times a day. Go, no go. Go, no go. Yes, here, no, there. We're coming out any minute. So, you got a little taste of it, and that's okay. I think it is. Anyway, you understand how difficult it is putting this together, keeping it going, even understanding what is going. The good thing is everybody's moving forward. Everybody's now, once again, saying it's a go. Could be any minute now. We just don't know when. As of yesterday, we were looking for that. So Iraq is still telling the people the same things. Coming days. They put out on the news yesterday, they showed Al-Kazimi signing for the money to go to Kurdistan, even though it hasn't gone yet. He officially signed it, authorizing the money to go to Kurdistan, and it says retro to the 1st of January. Now, there are people arguing it, fussing about it, fighting it, as we already know. Same thing they're doing about the RV. Arguing, fussing, fighting, trying to stop it. They said it wasn't in the budget, so it's illegal. He said this is not money from the budget. It's just money paying them until the budget is activated. But it applies to the budget. However they do that. So that's a good thing. And that it's retroactive. We're seeing a lot of stuff about the rate change. Everybody's complaining about why is the rate staying the same when today oil has gone over $75 today. And it constantly seems there's no more excuse for the rate to be the same. They're saying they're going to change it. So both members of Parliament and Al Kazemi have put out information saying they've been attempting to change the rate. And this is what he put, in case you guys haven't seen it. He said, international countries' finances have known that we're going to change the rate and delete the three zeros since 2012. He said they've known about the plan since 2012. But it's fighting the corruption that has made it so that it hasn't happened yet. But in the coming days, we should see a change. So everybody's a little bit excited. Curtis Sanders is going to get their money by the end of the month, I suppose, since he signed it. And we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Lost my mark. Where'd it go? There we are. Okay. 1 second here. Let me scan this real quick for more than one birthday greeting. I see one here. Okay. Easy money for sure. Easy money for sure says, would you wish my mom, Sandy, a happy birthday? So that was the first one. Happy birthday greetings go out to Sandy, mother of Easy Money for Sure. Birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, time to celebrate.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Crusher 13 says, let me get you the question. If I get sent to an exchange center not clearly marked as the bank is or normally used by the bank, how can I be sure my new wealth is not being stolen by who is exchanging it for me?
Well, look, first of all, I wouldn't go to an exchange center unless I called the 800 number and the bank directed me to go there, because there are people out here playing games with you and your money and telling you they're going to send you somewhere special under the new financial system and make your money safer and everything else. So I wouldn't deal with any of them at all. But wherever I went to, even though I called the 800 number, and they do have locations that are not going to be banks, I wouldn't leave my money leader without seeing my money in my bank account on my phone. So if I have my phone set up already with my bank account, that's where I want the money put. That's where I want to see it. The 10% and the 90% that's pending for the next day. That's what I want to do. And I'm going to see it and keep all my documents. Now, after that, I'm going to leave and I'm going to go to a bank. And I'm going to have them bring up my account. And I'll see if it's there. If I don't leave with my bank card like I'm supposed to, cash in my hand like I'm supposed to, if I can't go to an ATM when I walk out that building and use that card like I'm supposed to, go to a bank I will be right back there in 15, 20 minutes, dialing 911, pulling fire extinguisher buttons, doing everything else, calling channel 31040 and say somebody's about to be shot at this location and you better get some cameras down here. Now, I'm telling you, because if your millions isn't there, what about the 10, 20, 40 people who went before you or coming after you? I draw every bit of attention to that location that I could until they came out there with my money, until the cops showed them and said, what's going on here? And then, I'm telling you, notify law enforcement. That's what I would do. Call the FBI. Put them on it. Explain what it is, what kind of money is being moved in this building right now, and it's not showing up. And they're taking people's money. Send somebody over and do that. Now, you asked my opinion, and I just gave you my opinion. All right?
Okay.
Ray might say, that's crazy. Oh. I guess one of the lines went out, Ray.
Oh, did?
That's what I'm getting. One of the lines
I'm getting
went
the text
out.
Also now saying no sound. Let me see.
Yeah.
It's still showing that they're connected. Let's see.
Jeez, man, plenty of them now.
Well, they might be on the blog talk line. No sound.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Yep, that's what I keep hearing. No sound.
Let me see here. Testing. Check. Well, that line is still showing connected, though. Let me see what happens here. All right, we'll reconnect the recorded line. Now somebody says, I just heard you. Oh, well. I disconnected it, so now I need to reconnect it. But it's not showing disconnected on Blog Talk. What happened here? Let me disconnect it this way, then. All right. Hold on. Technical challenges.
Has started.
Okay, I think we're connected back, so everyone should be hearing something. All right, where were we? Back to the questions on the board. Lena says, I heard Indonesian rupiah was $1.32 to $1.42. Is that what it will come out at, or is that what is expected to go up to? We're being told that's where it's going to come out. Before, I was told that's what it's expected to go up to, but now that's the expected entry rate. Charlie O.K. says, I recently read that the U.S. government decided not to withdraw from Iraq for another year. Number one, do you agree with that news? And number two, do you see that as more positive or more negative in us seeing the commencement of the GCR?
Well, I haven't read exactly when. I know this morning they got a lot of stuff about pulling out of Afghanistan. So the problem with Iraq is the people of Iraq want the U.S. to stay. Because the U.S. is actually their security blanket in more ways than one. As far as humanitarian efforts, as far as not letting the militia just run the streets and do what they want to do, and the Iranian influence, because that's what that is. So the people of Iraq do not like the Iranian influence. And I think as long as the U.S. has some presence there, they can't take completely over. That's right. The corrupt politicians, of course, want the U.S. to move out the way so then they can do whatever they want with there. So for the people of Iraq themselves, I think the U.S. should stay there for the stability of the country and everything else. So the U.S. has chosen a different venue, a different way of doing it now. You know, pulled out of Iraq, that didn't work the way we pulled out, and that's what led to all this chaos, instead of teaching that. So now they're just going to reduce it, but they're going to try and do what Iran did, and that is influence the other politicians. So they decided we can't do it from Baghdad. We're going to do it from Kurdistan. And they're going to make changes. They're going to free them up, give them their money, and then they're going to further use their economy to influence their decisions. Confessions of Economic Hitman. So here's the thing. You won't do what I want you to do. And you say, why should I? I'm living in poverty. Can't eat, can't sleep, heat burning me up, everything else. So it's hard to get you to do anything. So now we come in, we bring the money, bring the investors, build it up. Now you're living in to them, which is, you did 2,000 square foot house or 3,000. You got air conditioning. You got furniture. You got a car parked in the driveway. Now, do you do what I want you to do? Nope. Why should I do that? I'm living the good life. Well, this is when it hits. Okay. Now that I've let you taste it, let me take it away. Because that's what you got to do. That's what you do with kids, right? You give them some candy, all that wailing, hustling, rushing around the here. Sit down, eat this, that, eat this ice cream, that. They come. Now let me take it away then. You don't want to do what I want to do? No more ice cream, no more cake, no more air conditioning, no more electric. Up with it. Oh, wait a minute. What does you want me to do? Because that's what you're going to see happen. So there's always been a plan for Iraq, and they call it the 5-year plan. It was from 2018 to 2022, which is only 4 years, but it's a 5-year plan to get things done. So they're starting to implement an interim plan. It still goes with the 5-year plan, but it's actually initiating what was in the white paper. Actually initiating it and targeting the youth. Like I said, if they follow the white paper, right now they live in a rentier economy, which is just the oil. Well, 90% of their country is like that. But if they implement the white paper, it goes down to 70%. If they implement the white paper, the young people get involved, get the jobs, everything else, which is changing the kind of way they live. And all the agreements that they're signing, because they're signing agreements like crazy. Everybody's ready to come in, do business, get started. Even though the corruption is there, because they know just simply implementing it is going to knock out some of the corruption, taking away the auction, doing not all of it, but the majority, because the money's not flowing anymore. It's all flowing electronically in. It's going to be harder to steal. It's going to be more transparent. So do I agree with us leaving? No, I would never did it in the first place, but they're doing what they need to do for Iran to let them in, loosen up, to make sure the country is appears to be, if it's not stable, because that's what it does. The citizens aren't in the streets. And this is not acting crazy. All of it is a means to an end and then it will flip once we get a good foothold in. We never cared about controlling their government. We wanted to establish who the leader was. But Iran did better than that and established who the followers are. So I say that to say that the example that you guys can use and always try, especially military. There's some generals walking around, 4 stars, 1 stars, 3 stars, colonels, everybody. They all make policy. But it's enlisted members who carry out those policies, who determine their policies, who make sure it works or it doesn't work. Because believe it or not, you got the power. Because if the people aren't going to do it, or the enlisted members aren't going to do it, they don't care what they say. The only authority they have, the only power they have, is the power that the enlisted give them, just like us, all right? Just like our people. The only power through our government has is the power that we give them. If we ever did what other countries did, say, hey, man, we're not doing that. I don't care what you say. Well, there's 350 million of us. There's only 300 of them, you know, sitting there in the White House. What you going to do? I mean, that's the reality of it. So Iraq is the same way. As long as they can keep the masses happy, and that's what they're doing by showing them change, by putting all these articles in. I mean, we don't see our country doing that, our government. They're not giving us that kind of information every day, broadcast on TV, exactly what they're doing. Iraq is, and that's the reason behind it. That's the reason U.S. agreed to move out. So there's two schools of thought going on even today, so you guys can look at it. A lot of people are happy that we're leaving. A lot of people are happy that the law that allowed us to go into Iraq was repealed. If you guys haven't seen that again, because they think now we no longer have responsibility in Iraq. We don't have to help them, let them defend themselves, let them create their own country, everything. But that's really not the case, because we still have ways going in there. We have decided we're going to take that off. The people in Iraq are celebrating because they feel like it was unjustified anyway. So now they can look at U.S. a little different as far as the citizens and the government. But instead, we're going to do what Iran did and infiltrate the government. That's exactly what's going to happen. And take that way, and you do that how? By giving them money when you don't need to. By putting investors in that country in key positions, by still educating, training, and connecting them. And that's exactly what we're doing if you look at the big picture. I hope that answered that question.
Okay. Sexy Chocolate says, what will Kurdistan do if they're not paid on the 30th?
What they've been doing. Complain about it. There's nothing else they can do. They're not going to ship the oil. But everybody's happy and excited. There is an agreement. Mechanism's there. They said by the end of the month. So let's hope it's by the end of the month and not the 15th of July. Okay?
Do you think there will be riots if Kurdistan doesn't get paid?
No. I don't. Because I think right now the people are calm. They're not up yelling, hustling, fighting. And again, Kurdistan is different from Baghdad and the rest of Iraq. So the whole country's not going to get in the uproar because Kurdistan didn't get paid. You know, the rest of the U.S. is not going to get in the uproar, hit the streets because public service in New York didn't get paid. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Idaho USA says, how are we doing on the security issues? Do you think there are still a major concern for when we exchange and afterwards?
Our security issues during the exchange process? I don't think there's any issues at all. But I And I hope you're not talking about these idiots talking about you getting a military escort to your exchange, because you're not. Military is not involved in the exchange. They're not going to be escorting people to bank. It's not going to be F-15s flying over here while you go to the bank. And if somebody stops you and robs you, what is an F-15 supposed to do? Why are they robbing you down on the street, in the subway, or in the parking lot? It's just the stupidest mess I ever heard. Who's going to drive tanks up and down the street to make sure you don't get robbed? What are the rest of the people going to be doing while all this is happening? That is just stupid. I mean, it just really doesn't make any sense at all, and they're putting all this mess out. There are no security issues. The bank has been prepared for this. They have security inside the bank, inside the parking lot, like they've always said they're going to have, and that's going to be it. There's not going to be cops patrolling the streets saying, I wonder which one of them is getting ready to exchange their dinar. Which one's going to be the millionaire? Who am I supposed to be looking at?
Wait a minute. The drones are going to be out there giving us security.
Oh, my bad. The drones are going to be out there. They're going to come down to the stop sign and say, hey, you got dinar in there? Hey, you exchange them with it? It's just idiot putting out stuff. Now, there are no security issues with the RV. People have money. If there's issues, why didn't they have issues when all these people got these checks, pandemic checks, and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wherever they get paid every week, all of them going to the bank, all of them going to the ATM. How many of them got robbed? Nobody. All right, what's next?
All right. JLH09 says, do you need a POD or TOD if you have a complex trust in place? No. And the reason for that is if the trust is the owner of the bank account or the investment account, it's never going to die. So there's not going to be any beneficiary on those accounts. Because the POD and TOD, those are beneficiary designations on your personal activity. Your personal bank account, you have a beneficiary selected that when you die, they get all the money. Your investment accounts, you have a TOD in place so that when you pass, that investment transfers to someone else. So they'll start getting the monthly income from whatever that program is you put together since you are no longer here. I hope that simplifies it for everyone. But if not, shoot in another question and we'll help make it even easier to understand. That was the last one on the board, so we'll go to live, folks. And T81 area code. You're on.
When you ask about it, what are you asking about?
281.
She's pumping up her flat tire.
Give me a hole, you got your faulty bus fare.
281. There she is.
Well, hello,
you almost
Mr.
missed it.
Ray and Mr.
We only
Tony
called for you six times.
You did? Yeah, I was looking at the something, and so I couldn't.
Yeah,
couldn't
we
hear
you hear. I told him he was pumping up them back tires.
I'm here now. So how you guys doing today?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good. Well, mine
was
just
a fan pass.
It's not going to be long. Good. So and I guess I just want to know, is anyone here in the U.S. being exchanged by the U.S. bank? You know, if they're on that special list, or private list, or anything like that? Are they taking anybody?
I don't know of anyone who has been exchanged this week, last week, or the week before. Not one person.
Okay. Okay. And also, I would like to know if you guys have gotten any information from your people, if they've received any of their monies that were pending from when they went in and did
no.
their paperwork process. Okay.
Nope. And he called him yesterday morning again, told him he didn't get it. Did not get it. So, you know,
okay.
He has not.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think any more people are getting paid of that until this happens, because we're that close and because it keeps getting dragged out. So I don't foresee any more payments. But, all right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Have you heard from any of your bank sources today? I know you did yesterday or the day prior, but have we heard from anybody today? And
not
have anything changed? Okay.
Nothing changed as of yesterday, because I did hear from them, but not this morning.
Okay. And my last question is, because it seems...
Oh, that was three.
It was three. She said she only had one. So now,
I said I had some.
I thought you said I had three questions. That's what I said. Oh, three? But go ahead.
I didn't say that. Okay, so if the Prime Minister of Iraq have signed the agreement for Kurdistan to get their money, why would they not get paid? Because I thought I heard you say a little earlier, somebody asked that question, if they don't get paid, would it be any rioting from the citizens? But if the agreement is signed, why would they not get paid? That doesn't make sense to me.
So the real question is, why have they been dragging this out since they made the agreement, which was two weeks ago? And they keep saying they got to figure out how to implement it now that we have an agreement. Now they figured out how to implement it, but they still haven't done it, because there are some ministers who are fighting it and want to go to court to fight it, because they're saying it's illegal what Al-Qasim is doing by giving them the money. So he comes up and he says, it's not illegal, because I'm giving them an advance on the budget, because they said it wasn't in the budget and we're going to change it. And I've agreed to do this time frame. And today he has formally signed it, which why he didn't 2 weeks ago. I don't know, they keep adding little pieces into it, saying that they're going to get it. There's still people fighting against them having it. And they're talking about taking the finance minister to court if he gives it to them. But it's still be said, we're going to give it to them anyway. We don't care about none of that. All right?
So
hopefully they're dragging this out, like we said, to maybe the end of the month or whatever date and time they're looking for, but everything else is in place. Go ahead. Since they what?
But since it's signed, that's like a signed contract. Like, you know, you and I would sign a contract. That's a binding contract to me. And if you go back on your words, you can be sued. So it seemed like to me he would move forward with it now since he's already signed it. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing could stop it. That's why I guess I asked that question.
Yeah.
It just,
okay. This is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're trying to apply American laws to Iraq. American logic to Iraq.
That wouldn't hold anywhere. That's not all over the world. If you sign a contract, you renege on it, somebody don't sue you. They don't do that over there.
They do. Who cares? How long you been doing this? 10 years now? 12 years now? They say a lot of stuff and don't do any of it. They agree to a lot of things and it don't never happen. So we can't hold faith in he signed it, so he better do it. Look at you. So what? I'll sign 10 of them and not do it. But it looks good. It sounds good. I mean, I'm just giving you reality. It's Iraq.
Right.
I mean, you know, they lie and do things, say things all the time. And he's saying, look, I'm trying to do the right thing, but I'm fighting against these guys who are trying to stop it. They don't want the army. They don't want me to change the rate. They don't want our banking system to work right. Because they're getting all the money. They're the corrupt, and they're corrupt and in power. So I'm fighting them all along the way. But he's doing the right thing, because he's fighting them in public. So when the time comes, the people know who was on their side.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe Texas may know something. It seems like each day go by, we don't see anything, and it's getting closer and closer to July, so we'll see what happens. I'm sure hoping it doesn't have to go that far, but each day go by, we don't see anything happening, so we'll see what happens. All right.
Well,
thank
I think
you,
Texas is like a lot of idiots in the world. Oh, wait a minute. Texas is like a
Watch
lot
yourself.
Of you know, they can say no every day and be right, but you know, one day they gonna be wrong.
There
every
you go.
Day.
Now you did get some right. Say no and it's right. You're right about that. All right. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And
okay.
All right.
We see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. 972, area code, you are on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing? You don't sound too excited today, Danny, all right? Old age catching up with you, what?
Well, what about it? It catches us all. I know that for sure. Well, I have compromised on my situation. It's all good news. I'm glad what you said today worked out. But as Ray suggested, I did get my wife a 50th anniversary card. And
card.
I did,
okay.
Yeah. I did go ahead. Once you sent out the tweet to correct the vacation at the bank thing, I did get a buddy, and we headed up to get some more dong. I'm not cutting it real short, but I'll be presenting her card at a place called the Gaylord Texan. If you've never been there, it's an amazing place to go. So, but I'm not spending as much as I would have on the currency, and that's all right. So now I'm looking for... Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Now I'm looking for a conclusion on this thing, because my wife likes to listen to these calls, and I'm discouraging her from doing that right now until we get past either the anniversary or we get past the revaluation, because I stayed enough hot water as it is. What was
so
that?
The Gaylord Texan, is that a steakhouse? Or
it is an amazing resort area. Look it up on the internet. This thing will blow your mind. But it's where we escape to occasionally, and it's just a beautiful place. I figured if I was only left with a card, the atmosphere would make up the difference. And if I had the currency in my hand, then that would cover all my sins for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good. Is that this weekend?
It's all good. Now, the question I had in mind is anything related to information coming out of the banks that is hopeful about a timeline. I mean, end of the month is right upon us here, pretty quick. Are you getting any signals?
I'm not
going to
tell you
you've already gotten?
Until yes. You tell me when your anniversary is.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
It's
so this weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm looking for a revaluation today would fit in real nice, real nice.
Well, wait, Danny. First, I want to know how long you've been married.
50 years. That's a big 50.
Well, congratulations, sir.
To the same woman.
You missed that.
Yeah. After the same woman. Listen, I get that all the time. I tell her, they say, how long did I say 39 years? She the same woman?
Yeah, I've told her over and over, if she ever leaves me, I'm going with her. It's just the way it is.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you this, guys, real quick, so you know. 2 months ago, I went to some friends of ours, their sixth wedding anniversary, six years. So last night when I saw them, they told me they were getting divorced.
When
we say 39 years, 50 years to the same woman, believe me, you have accomplished a feat. A whole lot of people don't. So, it's a great
that's why
thing.
I'm going with her.
She must
if
be a great woman. Okay. All right. So I would love to tell you're going to have the anniversary gifts of ages, but I don't know that it is. know everybody's anticipating it, but they have been all week. So, and that's why I just keep saying the end of the month, if not the 15th, because that's the two things I'm getting out of the bank. Iraq is being any day. Cause that's what they're being told. This could happen any day. So that's where we're at.
Well, I think the atmosphere is right for such a move. Yes, sir. In the meantime, I'm going to go entertain my wife for a little while. Thank you, fellas.
All right, sir.
Talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay.
Make sure you tell her I said happy anniversary.
I will at an appropriate time. Yes, I will.
Okay.
All right, sir.
See ya.
360, you are on.
360, me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yep, that's you.
Whoa!
Hey, Walt.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Greetings. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I think, well, of course, by now I suppose you know it's me, but I just, I think sometimes I'm just trying to convince myself it's me. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then why you call different area codes?
Well, my cell phone is 727, and I've never changed it because it's too big a pain in the butt to change. I'd have to get it all to everybody, and then I don't know if I'd get the same number here and blah, blah, blah. So I just kept it as it is, and my home phone is my home phone, so... And it's not that area code, so anyway.
It can become a problem when you have more than one girlfriend.
Mm. Oh.
But anyway.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, okay.
But now I have to explain it, I guess. Tony, I think, just kind of looking at the other side of the coin, I think if Kurdistan gets paid by the first, there will be riots in Iraq because they've waited and waited and waited. And if Kurdistan gets paid before they do, I think all hell's going to break loose. Do you agree?
Iraq has been getting paid at some point. They usually get paid every 45 days or so. Kurdistan hasn't been getting paid at all. So there's a difference in the rate that they've been getting paid. So today it says that Kurdistan is going to get paid their advance, even though it didn't say at the new rate. It said something at the, I can't remember. It did say something about the rate, though. So I don't know about where it was. But I don't think that's going to be an issue because I think that's what they're waiting on to pay them. There's no other, they have money. They got plenty of money. Oil has been over $42 for months now. They made $5 billion the last 2 months. So they have the money to send them. So the money is not an issue. The law is not an issue. They passed it. They signed the agreement. The mechanism is not an issue. They said they already did it, and they worked it out. And then yesterday, even that, again, the fact that he did it on TV for everybody to see, just like Biden does here, this is the law. This is the agreement. The whole world knows it now that we've agreed to it. Tells me they're just waiting for a date and time. And that date and time, I think, is going to affect the whole country because that's what they keep saying. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. Now, the greatest part about yesterday, and I'm surprised, even though TIA haven't come yet, nobody brought it up, with Al-Kazimi saying the international community has known this since 2012, that this was our plan. So since 2012, when the bank's been telling you it's not going to happen, it's fake, it's false, it's a scam, everybody else, they've all known this was the plan, that it was, in fact, going to happen and is going to happen. It's just a matter of when. That's the biggest takeaway from it. All right, go ahead.
I'm thinking to myself that that's a tall order to believe, because the only thing that makes sense out of all this, if everything is done, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and all that, if all that has been done and there's nothing else to do but to declare it, then the only thing to me that makes sense is it hasn't been declared because they're not done stealing, and there's no indication that they'll stop anytime soon because they haven't been forced to. If Kazemi couldn't replace the people in the central bank that he wanted to because the parliament wouldn't let him, then it seems to me that the option that he had before of disbanding the government would have been the only thing that he would, the only option that he could have taken in order to stop the interference from Parliament of doing that. So he, you know, to say that he can't do anything because they told him he can't, well, I thought that he had the power to disband it if he so chose. And therefore, they'd be out of a job, and any resistance that they had would be out with them. And that was just my thought on that. My last question is, and this is this may sound ludicrous to some, I'm wondering if the corrupt on our side of it are the ones that are responsible for not letting this thing go, because that will stop them from stealing as well. And if we're the ones controlling the central bank and Iraq as a whole, if we're the ones that are truly controlling them, then our crooks are the ones that are preventing it from happening, because that cuts them out of the pie. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but let's go back to your first part first. All right.
Okay.
So Al Kazemi wanted to replace some ministers, at least 8 of the ministers, who thought, and they wouldn't let him do it because they said there's no time. We're too close to the election. You can't fire them and then try and appoint somebody else right before the election. So that can't happen. Not that he was trying to fire the CBI chief himself. He doesn't have time to go in and go after the corrupt, even though yesterday they said they had, 3,000 or 30,000, I can't remember the exact number, list of people who are corrupt. And the Integrity Commission is investigating, and some of them being politicians, leaders, and everything else. So they've identified who they are. They've opened files on them, everything else. But he doesn't have time to do anything to them. Now, they've arrested over 3,000 of them already. Or maybe that was it. 30,000 people have been arrested for the corruption and stuff. So they're definitely fighting it. But they're down to the head of the snake. Okay? And he's still wiggling around. They're trying to chop off the heads now, which is a lot harder than chopping off everybody else. So that's where they're at. They can't get a quorum because people who know they're not being reelected because of the corruption or people not running are now refusing to even show up in Parliament. So they can get nothing done through Parliament because we're too close to the election once again. But here's what is going on. There's a delegation from Iraq that has been in the U.S. for over a week now. This is last Saturday, only negotiating with the U.S., trying to finalize everything. Now, everybody's looking for the Al-Kazemi coming in July, but the one that's making the decisions and why they ran into an issue last week is with the delegation that's here that nobody's even talking about. They're making final agreements, transferring, doing things with the IMF and the banking system. Dotting I's, crossing T's. So we look at that and say, is that why it hasn't gone yet? Because they're doing that and putting certain things in place where they can follow the money, restrict the money once it happens, a whole lot of other things. The closer they get to the election and they make this happen, the less amount they're going to be able to steal afterwards before Parliament is wiped out anyway, before all those people are, and hopefully there's a fair election and the new people do things the right way. And if they don't, they now have all the laws in the place. They can freeze accounts, move accounts, arrest people, and do all those things. So that's what I think the holdup is being. And whatever that delegation is doing here in D.C. that people didn't even know they were here negotiating on, because they are part of the finance. They are working with the U.S. Treasury and the IMF, the meetings that they are having here. So the corrupt here, if you want to talk about the corrupt here, I think they get paid afterwards. I don't think they're stealing the money right now. I think they're going to steal the money in the contract that they're putting together. It's where they're going to get paid at. So Al Kazemi put out a statement today, said, listen, if foreign investors are being blackmailed, coerced, doing anything, he said, just come and tell me and identify them, and we will take care of it. Now, how much you believe that is up to you, because, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that sounds like an
Yeah.
No kidding.
Okay.
Okay, well, that answers that. I appreciate your perspective on it, Tony. For sure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you.
For sure.
All right.
Thanks, is Ray. Thanks.
All right,
Joe
sir.
No, what's his name? Joe and...
Oh,
Uncle
no.
Hey, you're on 208.
Joe and Billy Bob.
He has already stolen millions and millions of dollars.
Hold on. Listen to that. Oh,
too late.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. That's a hard act to follow, and I was supposed to be in the number four position. sorry. I appreciate some of your insights that you were sharing with Walt with respect to all that's going on with the Iraqi delegation, because I think you've helped the listeners here perhaps being connecting the dots on what's happening there. I was curious, you know, all of our focus is, of course, what's happening with Iraq, what's happening here with respect to any kind of exchanging going on. By any chance, have we might have been given into kind of a secondary position that there are others in some of the other countries that are involved in this, that they've kind of gotten fed up with things and said, you know, we've got everything together and there's been an exchanging going on elsewhere? Have you gotten any feedback along those lines? Just curious.
Okay. No, there is no exchanging going on anywhere else. Listen, and I understand it for a lot of people. Some idiots, again, put out that the rate changed on Forex in other countries or things that are going on in other countries. Well, if it didn't change in the CBI, didn't change here, how is it supposed to change everywhere else? If our people are not getting paid now, in the beginning, we know they were. I suppose them. But how is somebody else getting paid according to the rate? Or that the fact that the rate has changed. They may be getting paid like our people did saying, hey, based on the rate, we're going to pay you this much money. We're going to put your status in pending like some of the people here in this country did, but not saying that it is an active rate or a live rate at a bank in another country before it is here, when we're the foundation of the whole thing. Well, Iraq is the foundation, but we establish it. And I don't know why people are trying to get attention, trying to keep people attached to them, trying to feed a bunch of BS to people they want in their groups to pay them. I don't understand the rationalization behind it. They're doing what they do best, I guess. Okay.
Well, we'll see. Of course, I'm always, you know, I'm getting to be a date and rate and time sort of thing. Of course, I look at the calendar and go, well, today, you know, 6 months from now, it's Christmas, so it'd be nice to have Christmas in the summer and have something happen today and the like, which would be a very nice then anniversary present to Danny. I congratulate him. Best wishes on that. That's very great there. So. But, you know, me, my calendar date is 10 days from whenever this happens, and it would be nice if this were this weekend and it gets us into early July. That would be a great time because that's our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. And we appreciate it. And thanks again, guys. You're keeping it calm as we connect the dots and the like. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All
righty. Take care.
You too.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hold on, Ray. Hold on for a second. Let me get you.
Okay.
Somebody texted us in for some seniors, and I don't know what are seniors, people 45 and older or something. Anyway, many of our seniors are concerned about their homes and being out in public. That is the security issues that they are worried about. I don't understand that. Is that still going to be a concern for them? And the seniors are also asking about remaining on social media and exposing themselves in places like Facebook, et cetera. So I don't know what the security issue is with your home. You're just going to the bank, do your exchange, and coming back home. I mean, if things don't change, then nobody knows. So nobody's going to be targeting people's houses afterwards because, as far as I know, we're not like third world countries, and most of us don't hide our money under our mattress or in our house or anywhere else. We use our banking system to bank our money. So I don't know what the issue is with home. As far as your benefits and all that, we've always talked about that. Checking with the government offices and see what happens when you make all this money. So I'm thinking that. As far as staying on social media, guys, I'm not on social media. I mean, I don't do Facebook, Instagram. I don't do none of that mess because that's what it is to me. It's a bunch of mess. I don't understand why people do it, why they expose their lives like that, why they expose, you know, I'm eating here or vacationing here. I'm going down the street here. Who cares that much about your life that you have to put it all over Facebook, Instagram, whatever else is out there? I do see things because I know people on it, and they're showing me pictures of idiots, and they are idiots. Got money laid out on the mattress, got this, that, bragging about, I got this, I got that. Then you're making yourself a target. And if that's what you're doing, then you will become a target. You know, I don't know the target for who, because it has to be somebody on your Facebook or Instagram. I mean, people don't just randomly go through and, oh, let me pick this guy. Somebody you have to be connected to that you're worried enough about. But if you're worried about it or concerned about it, then just get off of it. Be done with it. Again, I don't see the purpose. So, and if I'm not, I'm not going to tell everybody in the world, hey, I just got $5 million yesterday. I just got $10 million. I just bought me a $1 billion house. I mean, why would you do that, even with the people you are connected to? Because all that tells them is, when I need some money, I know right where to go. I know somebody just got $5 million and didn't work a minute for it. Now, you can say $5 million, $500 million, $5 billion, or you can say $500,000. If you advertise it, somebody's going to want some of it. So I don't see the reason for that. Anyway, I don't think it's a real security issue. It's an individual issue, both home, Facebook, being public with this. Nobody, I guarantee you, nobody has notified all the street thugs, because that's what I'm going to say, street thugs, about the RV. Nobody has told all of them, hey, there's going to be people going to the bank walking out with tens of thousands of dollars in their pocket. They don't know that. So why are you concerned about that? Most of them don't just sit there and target banks and, oh, let me see, his pocket's bulging. His pocket's bulging. Which one should I pick out? I'm going to rob one of them. Guys, they got you worried about nothing. If someone's going to steal your money, it's going to be those people tell you, be worried about it, do this, do that. And they're going to steal it electronically, or they're going to try and convince you of something. That's who's going to be stealing your money. And those are the same idiots who tell you the Army's going to escort you, or there's going to be F-15s flying in the sky while you're doing your RV and flying over every city. For what? Anyway, I digress. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. 217, you are on.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you got it.
Hey, what's up?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Can't complain.
I don't know. Who is this?
This is Kenner.
Okay. How you doing?
Hey, Kenner.
I'm all right. I'm calling from Danville, Illinois.
Danville, Illinois. Okay, then.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I got a few questions. And one of my questions happened to be yesterday, I think it was, you mentioned the fact that one of those ministers over there from Iraq, or was not the ministers, but there was 1,500 charges, sanctions removed from Iraq. Are there any more?
1,000.
Who put them on?
1,000.
Who put it on?
50. The U.S. put it on, and the U.S. removed them. And yes, there are more sanctions to be removed.
Damn, that's a lot of sanctions. That's a lot of sanctions.
Yeah, and you got to remember, that's not against Iraq. That was against Iran.
Oh, okay. All right. Iran. But if there's more sanctions, how many more do they have to remove to get all this stuff out of the way so Iran can come on in and play ball?
I have no idea how many total sanctions they have on Iran, individuals, everything else. But I think they removed the ones that involve their finances. And that's the ones we want removed.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, that answers that one. Now,
okay.
My second question is for the Zim. Now, I need a little clarification on that because you said that when people have to call the 800 number, the people at the 800 number is going to request what kind of monies you got, whether it's dong or Zim or whatever. They want to know so they can send you to the correct place. Okay?
That's right.
And,
that's right.
I'm wondering if you got all these Zims, because like there's 100 trillion Zim, there's 50 trillion Zim, and there's 500 million Zim, and there's a whole lot of different Zims. So how do you go about counting all that stuff up so you know what you got? How many Zim you got?
How do you go about counting it up?
Yeah.
You know, you just count it up. What do you mean? You get a calculator out and count it up.
Do you count the one trillion Zim along with the 500 million Zim or what?
I'm counting all my Zim. So when they say, how much Zim do you have? I say, I got 100 trillion notes. I got a $500 million note. I got 20,000 notes, whatever it is. They're not going to ask me individual notes. They're going to ask me how much do I have. And I'm going to tell them. I don't have to break down how many notes I have. I'm going to do that when we get to the bank.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Now that clarifies that. Now my third question is, there was something that you mentioned some time ago about the reasonable facsimile of being a Republican and being able to write off $600 lunches. So I'm wondering what you would have to do to be able to write this $600 lunch off.
Wait. Was you talking about Ray being a Republican or Republicans in general?
Republicans, was you talking about the generality of the Republicans or Ray being a Republican?
Listen. Oh, excuse me. It doesn't matter if you Democrat or Republican. You can write off
lunches.
If it's legitimate in your business and those are lunches that you're having, you can write them off. You don't have to be Republican to do that. You don't have to be Democrat. It's just a tax loophole that's out there. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying now when you could say you can write these off, there must be initial steps that you can follow in order to do this and make sure that it works successfully. It's successful in your writing this off so that you will not be able to get stuck at some later point in time. So,
well,
exactly
what I know is,
what are the steps that you have to take?
Own a business. Go to lunch. Have a business lunch. Keep your receipts. All right. Talk to the tax man. He will tell you exactly what you need to do, okay?
That was it? Own a business and keep the receipt?
Well, lunches are business lunches. You can't just write off lunches for taxes, okay? It has to be a business. But talk to your tax man. He'll straighten you out on it.
Oh, right? So it's about taxes then, huh?
It's about
write-offs.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good one, you both.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good afternoon, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic-er. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite super sunny day on the East Coast. Long version here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, when you're making out those checks and money orders, please make those checks and money orders payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
G-Man, I got a question for you, a request.
Go ahead, Tony.
Can you do that one more time? I don't think anybody heard you. No, I'm just joking. All right. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
All right.
All right. You too. All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. 507, area code.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was curious. In the recent posting, the bankers were told to check out their systems and make sure they're ready to go. But for the last 2 years or so, they've been going in and reporting in, and you would think they'd have all the time in the world to have that done already. Or is it just another diversion?
Oh, no, I think they have it done. I think they do it all the time. But you know what? I go back to that day. I remember way back when, I think I was 16 years old or something, so you know that was way back when. And I pulled my car into the yard there, and then I got ready to go somewhere, and it wouldn't start. And I said, it works fine a few minutes ago. And my father told me something I never thought. He said, well, it's going to work fine until it's broke. So, okay. So, okay, how long it is. So, the system's going to work fine. So, it's broke. So, they're going to say, keep checking it until it goes live. Because we don't know. They've had instances. They checked it, fine, tried to go, and it didn't go through. So everything works fine until it's broke. And we don't want the moment we get ready to go to find out, oh, that fuse blew 2 minutes ago, 2 hours ago, 2 days ago. And because we didn't check the system, we didn't know it. And now we got to start all over again.
Okay. Well, so when do you think the next moment's going to be that they're finally going to push the button?
I don't know. I hope it's tomorrow. They keep saying next few days, and that's in the next few months or a few weeks. They are saying few days. So, that gives me some kind of comfort. They're not saying 4 years like they were 2 months ago or 2 years or next year they're going to do it. They keep saying in a few days. They're going to initiate everything. So let's see what happens.
In 2 and 4 years is kind of scary. You know, it's just been put off for so long, it's just tends to be frustrating.
It is frustrating. But you know what you do with that frustration? You do exactly what Danny did. You go buy some more dong for $50 while you can. If every $50 is going to give me a few million more dollars when this comes out, then let me wait and get $50 more. $50 more. Mm-hmm. Let me set $50 aside. Not go to McDonald's this week or go out East States, whatever. Let me get that extra $2 million. That's what I would do if I was you. And I'd look at it that way. I'd say, oh, boy, they messed up. They just gave me another $2 million because they didn't do it. And I just got a new check. I just got another $50. And guess where I'm going to put it at? That's what I would think.
Yeah. This is all affordability. No, it takes time.
Yeah. All right.
But, thank you.
Thank you,
both.
Sir.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. 754, area code. You were next.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from miserably rainy South Florida. Before I ask my question, there is one comment I'd like to make. I'm sure that people across the country saw the tragedy that happened here yesterday with the 12-story condominium being pancaked and imploding to the ground due to structural damage. There's 158 people that are still missing and unaccounted for. So I'm asking everybody to please say prayers for those families who might have lost their entire family in that structure yesterday. It has been pouring rain there, and where I am since it happened yesterday, which is impeding the rescue mission of 130 firemen. So please, everybody, say prayers for the people that have been lost and those that most likely will be lost in the coming days. It was a horrible incident for our community yesterday. To get on to my questions, has Article 8 been passed, and is it done, and if not, when can we expect it?
I don't think it's an issue. And I don't know, because one time I thought it was passed. I don't know, but nobody's seeing that is holding us up. So let me go back to what you said to start with, and I should open up with that. What has happened in Florida, and I would think everybody on this call knows about it by now. You should know about it. And yes, we should be sending prayers and thinking about those people. It amazed me in two things. I was amazed, really, if you guys look at it in the news, how many foreigners live in that building. And I'm just thinking, I know it's Florida, but from people from different countries, and how many of them are related to government officials around the world. So I'm thinking it wasn't, well, I don't know, maybe it was. I mean, because, you know, they had some presidents' relatives in there and finance ministers' relatives are in there and some other government people are in there along with, you know, U.S. citizens. And it's just something to me, bro, that you never would think you would see in the U.S. We're just not used to buildings collapsing in the U.S. So it is so out of character for our entire country. And not people in the local community should be feeling that. But when you're watching the news and you're looking at it and saying, God, this is unbelievable that it could happen here. But to know, you know, first recording was 51 people missing, one dead, and then 100 people, and that was 191 people missing, and, you know, three dead. But that 191 people are somewhere. And if you're looking, it's almost 200 people, you think, in that rubble. If not, I mean, common sense tells me they would have contacted somebody by now and said, I'm not missing. I wasn't here. I wasn't that. And it's just a horrible thing. But I think it affects more in the community. It should be affecting all of us just to see something like that happen in this country, period. So, yes, let's pray for them. Okay.
Yeah,
what was
well,
your next question?
They are up to four dead. One of the rescued people did pass away at the hospital, didn't make it. Hmm. And they are under 30 feet of rubble. There was some structural problems with the building because it's old, salt water. The weather has affected it. It was due for its 40-year inspection, which is required in the state of Florida. They had started fixing it, but unfortunately, it did implode. And that area of Florida does get a lot of foreigners owning condos, so it is not unusual for them to be there. It is a horrible, horrible thing for the country, for our world, and especially for South Florida, because so many people were tied to one religious organization in Bell Harbor, and they are devastated. My next question is about the CBI. I read that the CBI has built a brand new building and that it was finished 1 year ahead of schedule. Do you think that this, because the CBI has put up a new building and it has been finished way ahead of schedule, that they are expecting this major event and so are preparing for what is about to happen?
Okay, so those are your denial goggles talking to you now. So what you're saying is one of two things. They were waiting for this building to be built to do this, or now that the building is built, they're going to do this, which I don't think either one of them has anything to do with the building. The building just happens to be there. They're going to move there. They haven't moved there. They're going to build a whole new city outside of Baghdad called Refeel or Refield or something. They're not waiting for those things to be accomplished. They're just part of the process, things that have been in motion for years. I don't think they've been holding the RV back waiting for a building to be completed. Or the fact that it's completed, they're going to say, let's do it now. Because neither one of them dealing with the building has anything to do with the economy of Iraq, the stability of Iraq. The CBI has operated right where they are just fine for the last 50 years. So, no, building has nothing to do with it.
All right. And my final question deals with Texas. We've been hearing from you that Texas keeps saying July 15th, July 15th. Other banks are saying any minute, any day, and we've been hearing that for several days. Do you feel that there is something that Texas knows that the other banks do not know, and that's why July 15th keeps popping up from them?
Let me tell you why I don't think it's going to happen on July 15th. Now, it could very well, but I don't think it will. Because that is Iraq's Independence Day. Now, you could say, hey, maybe that's what they're waiting for. They want to do it on Independence Day, evaluate their currency, see their country's back. But I think there's a lot of other things that are happening prior to that. Or, it is their Independence Day. So I just don't see it leading up to that being the case. And maybe it just helps. They say that's why they're going to do it on the 15th. Because it is Independence Day. But that's the only relevance that I can find for July 15th, is it's their Independence Day. Okay? So I hope it doesn't do that. I hope it started on the 1st of July and everybody be rich and money and really partying on Independence Day and celebrate instead of trying to go to the bank and get their currency exchange or their new cars or everything else. But that's the only relation. Does Texas know something we don't? I don't know. They may point to that and say, that's the day. Again, the guy who put this together lives in Texas. Texas has one of the largest organizations of dinar holders anywhere in the country. Texas, California, and Florida, actually, I think are the top three locations for dinarians. So they have that reason there. But or the fact maybe because we've been pushing information from Texas for the last 5-6 years, they're just going to notify them last. I don't know what the reason is.
All right. Well, those are my questions on non-Mahjong Friday. And I guess I hope something happens this weekend, but if not, Monday's another day. Thank you, and both of you have a great weekend, and everyone please pray for the people in Florida. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, sir, it's time to wrap this one up.
That's it?
Get ready for the weekend.
Okay, guys. All right, let's get ready for the weekend then. All right, be positive. I'm positive. Things are still moving forward. Banks are still there being told to be any minute now. Treasury guy, last word from him, was everything was being processed to release this thing now. So let's hope tomorrow, Saturday, is a good day in Iraq. If not, we will see you on Monday. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray?
All right, that's going to do it, folks. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it.
I know he will.
Conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.